Hey, how you doing? Excuse me. Man, I like to burp when I start these podcasts. Anyway, it's Pete Nero. Welcome to my podcast, Rants from Hell, Another Brain Crack. It is, May 30th today, Sunday, and here we are. Thank you for being here, and yeah, the weather's getting a little better out there. A little bit. But, and we're waiting to see what happens, you know? Take a sip from my coffee here. My coffee, which I made myself. But, yeah, I miss going out. I miss going out and just, you know, being amongst people. And I miss going to businesses, I miss going shopping, I miss doing a whole bunch of stuff, you know, and I really miss, the experience of going to a restaurant and sitting down inside the restaurant and meeting people, talking to people, looking around, ordering food and just having a good time, you know, whether it's, you know, by yourself or with your family. I miss that. I mean, yeah, sure, I know everybody's doing a takeout and delivery, and you're getting kind of the same food from restaurants, but I don't know, man, it's something's missing. Well, obviously something's missing. The whole experience is missing. This fucking long lockdown has made me nuts in so many fucking ways, but yeah, man, it's I miss going to restaurants. I'm sure a lot of you do. You know, you go to a restaurant, you walk in there, you know, you go to a funky restaurant that has a theme to it. You know, you sit at a table or a booth, whatever, you're there with yourself or with a friend or with your family, and you're looking around, you know, they may have nice decor, you know what I mean? Nice decor, some artwork, maybe it's a theme restaurant or whatever it is, I don't know. You meet people, you're greeted by a wait staff. A little bit of chatter, a little bit of banter back and forth, and it's nice for the most part. I mean, sure, you're always going to find, you're always going to have those days where you find the people who are pricks, or you feel like a prick yourself, or that kind of thing. But, you know, you walk, you sit down, and you start looking at, you know, the menus and stuff, and, you know, you're being asked, hey, you know, would you guys like to start off with a drink? You know, and you hear about all these fancy drinks. I mean, sure, you hear about the usual classic ones, but then sometimes some places give you the fancy fucking drinks that you've never even heard of, you know? It's like, hey, would you like to try our antifreeze with sugar cocktail? What? Real antifreeze? Yeah, it's like, you know what? Add some fucking vodka in that thing. And I'll drink it, whatever the fuck you put in there. You know what I mean? It's then you get yourself a deal. And so, yeah, that whole kind of thing, you know, if maybe you've never been to a certain restaurant before and you walk in there and it's like a little, it's like your little vacation for the night, right? It's like, hey, and you have a little bit of food, maybe something you love to have, you've had before, some new shit you've never had before, new shit you want to try. I think I'm going to go nuts. If they ever open up these fucking restaurants and this nightmare is ever over, man, I'm going to go nuts at these restaurants. And then me, sometimes I can't judge portions and whatnot, even if I ask them, even if I ask the waitstaff. If I go in there and I'm fucking starving, I can't really, I order too much. I always think like, one main course is not going to be enough. So, and then you find funky shit, you know, oh, alligator tit, or fucking, you know, I don't know, burger, whatever, with fucking, whatever it is, a big juicy fucking steak, or fucking, you know, a whole fucking chicken done, you know, like, hot fucking pepper style, or Jamaican style or whatever it is, and you get fucking hungry. And sometimes I've been known to order too much. Sometimes, you know, I may order two main course dishes, you know, I act like a fucking pig. And if you see me now with the gut that I've sprouted, thanks to this fucking lockdown and quarantine, you would say, no shit, buddy, look at you, man. You look like you have a fucking Pirelli snow tire under your shirt. But that's what I do. And, you know, and then the portions come and they're fucking massive. Like, it's enough food for, like, five people. And this is just shit that I ordered for myself. But it looks good, smells amazing, tastes fucking good. And I'm thinking, okay, you know what? I'm going to eat this main dish here and this other one here. I'm going to just leave it there and take it home or whatever. I'm not going to, and I swear to myself, I mean, you know, make an oath to myself, I'm not going to have both dishes tonight. That's fucking ridiculous. I'm going to fucking explode. But then you start taking a little bite to sample the other dish. And before you know it, I finish two whole main courses. And I'm fucking embarrassed. And I fucking feel like a fucking, I feel like cattle, right? So that's me. I love to eat. I love to eat. And that's why it's easy for me to put weight on. And then it takes me fucking forever. A demonic possession and a fucking mortgage loan to take the weight off. What the fuck am I even talking about? But anyway. But you know what? I don't understand. I'm usually not a messy eater when I'm at home. But when I go to these restaurants, I don't know why. I've noticed past several times, it's like I'm eating and I'm spilling a whole bunch of fucking food. There's a whole bunch of food underneath my chair. It's like, I don't understand. I feel like a pig at the trough, man. I don't get why. Like, I'm sitting there. I'm sitting close to the table. I'm pushing the dish as close to myself as I possibly can. Sometimes, you know, half of the dish is hanging off the fucking table because I've pushed it, you know, I've pushed the dish off the edge almost, and there's no gap in there between me and the dish. And I'm eating, and I'm starving, and I'm eating, and I'm looking underneath the table or underneath my chair, and I have this fucking pile of food sitting there, which wasn't there before. I mean, like, there's enough fucking, there's a pile of food under there to feed several small fucking farm animals. Like, what the fuck am I doing, man? Why am I spilling all this fucking food under there? Like, are they putting something in the food or in my drink that's, like, you know, semi-paralyzing my mouth where I can't chew properly or I can't close my mouth properly and all this fucking food is spilling on the floor? But that's craziness, man. If I had a cat or a dog, they'd be fucking going nuts. It'd be like I'm losing half my food to the floor. And then you're eating and you stuff like half a fucking steak in your mouth full of, the juice and the gravy and you're fucking chewing. And you got both cheeks filled up like you're eating a small squirrel. And that's when the waitstaff pops up like fucking whack-a-mole from behind you. Hey, so how's everything going over here? Is there any problems? Everything okay? Is the food good? And you're sitting there and you're fucking choking on the food. Your eyes are watering. You can't breathe. You're turning blue. But you feel compelled. You have to answer them, right? You can't just hold up a thumbs up and nod. You feel compelled to answer. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. It's like, and you're fucking choking. You're almost about to pass out. Your eyes are bugging out of your head. And you're squirting fucking gravy and steak juice all over the place just to answer the fucking waitstaff. Because, you know, you don't want to be fucking rude. Anyway, get a cup of coffee or sip of coffee. I'm sure you've all experienced that. You know, the moment that you have a mouthful of food, that's when the waitstaff fucking materializes out of fucking thin air. Anyway. And I also miss eating the desserts. Now, usually, I'm not really a big sweets eater. Big sweet eater. I like to eat. I like to eat sweetie. Anyway, I don't usually eat a lot of dessert, but when you're going out, and you know, it's an occasion, and then they have all these, again, like the cocktails, they have all these funky desserts that look good, taste good, you know, and desserts always taste better in a restaurant anyway. And again, you have the ambiance there, you have the decor, the wait staff, maybe they'll have some music playing, whether it's a fancy restaurant, you know, or a posh restaurant, or just some funky theme thing, whatever. And then you have all these really funky desserts. I happen to love the, what is it, the molten chocolate lava cake, whatever the fuck it's called. You know, it's like a cake, a dark chocolate cake, and inside there's actually like warm liquid chocolate syrup. Like a lava cake, I think it's what it's called. But I would probably never eat one of these at home. But when you go to a restaurant that has one, oh, I fucking have to have it, man. It's like, you know, it's so warm and nice and hot and sweet. And then you push your fork in there. You push your fork in the top and it starts to bubble up, right? It looks like an ejaculating volcano, you know, an ejaculating chocolate volcano. It's almost a turn on and it's just going all over the place, man. You want to fucking rub it on your chest and your nipples and okay, I'm losing myself a little bit here. But it's good. It's fucking good, man. So, and I love having these things when I go out. And, you know, I've found these in the grocery stores, this chocolate lava cake, and I try to do it at home, you know, or they don't taste the same, man. You buy shit at the grocery store and you take it home, it doesn't taste the same. Or, I don't know, is it the same? I'm sure it's prepared differently. And, you know, again, you have the ambiance and you have the whole vibe going on, but I'm convinced that they're fucking lacing these desserts with powdered crack or something, just so they taste amazing and you get a fucking hard on when you're eating these fancy desserts in these restaurants, man. But and then at the end, you know, depending where you go, when you're done and you're looking to get the bill or the check, depending how you want to say it, whether you're in the States or Canada. But sometimes it feels, you know, some places there's no problem. You know, the wait staff is always there and you they come by all the time, or you call them over and you say, hey, can I please have the bill or the check? Other times I've you know, other restaurants I've been to, man, they never fucking come. Like, the time, some places, I've waited longer to get the bill than the whole duration of the dinner. So, and I'm looking around and it seems like everybody's getting their fucking bill except me. So, I know that they're busy sometimes and I never bug them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not that kind of an asshole. I don't sit there and harass the staff at all. I just sit there and wait like a fucking mort. And I wait. And I'm thinking, I have a theory, like, my guess is, am I the guy who looks most likely to want to drink more than anybody else in the restaurant? Like, I'm just, they're looking at me thinking, like, okay, he's going to order 3, 4, 5 more beers and a couple cocktails, especially if my wife is there. You know, the wife's going to drive, so let's give him more time. And sometimes that is the case. Sometimes I do want to drink a bit more. Sometimes I don't. I just want to have one or whatever. And we're sitting there and starting to wrap off the table. And we're looking around. You know, your head starts to spin on a swivel. And nobody's coming. But, you know, I think it's, you know, maybe they're thinking, this guy wants to drink more. This guy wants to have another fucking antifreeze and sugar. My God. Ah, it's good coffee here. But yes, I miss my experiences at restaurants. I'm sure some of you do. Maybe some of you don't care. You don't like to go to restaurants and whatever. But I miss going to restaurants, of course. Especially if you're on vacation, you go out of town, whatever, and you find funky restaurants and funky people and funky drinks and whatnot. So, yeah, that's one of many things that I'm looking forward to when this fucking nightmare is over, and hopefully we can go back to something that resembles normal, and we can all just go on with our lives, and you know, fuck, imagine the weight I'll put on if these restaurants open up and I'm able to eat and drink out again. Jesus. I think I'll have to bring a fucking exercise bike with me and just right into the restaurant. Well, a fucking hamster wheel while I'm eating. Anyway, thank you for being here. I'm Pete Nero. and this is my audio podcast, Rants from Hell and Other Brain Crack.